Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Please be sure to read through all the announcements. We do have things that are happening up here at the church and in the community, and a number of those things are listed. Just a couple of highlights here. There are two Christmas Eve worship services like we've had in the past, and one is at 4 o'clock and the other one is at 8 o'clock. So you have a choice of which one you want to come to, so be sure to be here for that. And then today, we are going Christmas caroling. Anybody is welcome to come on and jump on the trailer and enjoy Christmas caroling in the town. And then afterwards, I think there is going to be some soup and some other things then for us to eat. So everyone is welcome to come and meet in the church parking lot at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Any other announcements? Yep. All right.
Good morning. I'd like to remind you about our Advent calendar for the YAM non-perishable food item donation. We've received some over in the basket in the educational building, but we'd like to fill up the empty baskets that are here in the annex and the narthex and down in the basement. Since we have three more services before the end of the year, that gives you a chance to bring some donations if you'd like to. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. Boyd, you got one? All right.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell the congregation once again that we're still needing somebody to step up to be president of the church council. My term does expire on the congregation meeting on January the 25th, I think is when it is. And so we're in need of somebody to step up and do that. If you're interested, please let the nominating committee know or the church office. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Boyd. Any other announcements this morning? Okay. Then I invite you to rise as we sing our gathering hymn, Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers.
Rejoice, rejoice, believers, and come, my God.
We begin this service in the remembrance of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord. I will hear what the Lord God has to say.
A voice that speaks for peace.
Peace for all people and for his friends.
And those who turn to him in their hearts.
His help is near for those who fear him.
And his glory will be around him.
Blessed is he who comes as King, who comes in the name of the Lord. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a troubled and penitent sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have offended you and for which I justly deserve your punishment. But I am sorry for them and repent of them and pray for your boundless mercy for the sake of the suffering and death of your Son, Jesus Christ. Be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Forgive my sins. Give me your Holy Spirit for the amendment of my sinful life, and bring me to life everlasting. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we have the lighting of the Advent wreath.
We have one last color to talk about. So come on up here and join me. It's hard to believe, but it's almost that time. It's almost Christmas. Come on up and have a seat. I'm going to walk up here so we can I can talk to you about the candles, but go ahead and find a place to sit if you can so you can see. And good morning. Good to have you all here today. Got all the pretty poinsettias up here, so we'll just kind of figure it out. Good deal. First of all, thank you all for last week. If you were part of the program, you all did a fantastic job. All right, we've been talking about these colors up here, the colors up here on the candle, the color on the pyramids, and we started with the color blue. Do you remember what it was, perchance? It was the color that reminded us of our baptism, the water, right? And that we are baptized, and that was a chance that God made us a child of God. He made us his child, okay? We talked about that. But it was also a chance to talk about, because it used to be involved in Lent, a chance to get ready for Jesus' coming. And that's what these four candles are. 4 weeks. Guess what? Look, all four candles now are lit, which means what? Almost there. Almost there. Then we talked about the purple. Remember what the purple was? It's pretty purple, right? Yes. It was a mix between red and the blue, because that makes purple. The red being, if you notice, we got other red up here too. We got the poinsettias. And all of those are reminders that Jesus shed his blood for us. And so that was the red mixed with the purple, mixed with the blue of our baptism, which means that that was the promise of baptism fulfilled. Okay? So we have the purple, and purple also shows up at Lent too again. Getting ready. Then we came to the one oddball. What color is that?
Pink.
The pink. You remember what the pink was last week? It's the mix with the blood of Jesus with the white of the candle. Okay? And it also means peace, hope, and joy. And so that one is usually called the joy candle. So there we have the three colors, and now we're up to what? The big one in the middle. Right. Now, the other thing we talked about with this purple, which is kind of neat in science, is that it's also a cross between what is visible in light and what is invisible with a different kind of light. Okay? We talked about that, too. I want you to remember that because we're going to talk about the white one now. White. White in the Bible. Sacrifices were with a lamb without blemish, a pure white lamb. And Jesus comes to us as the pure king. Thus the mix with the purple. He comes to us as a pure baby, too. He comes to us with no sin. He's the only one that has no sin. We are all sinners. But he comes to mix with his baptism, fulfill the promise of baptism, and take us to heaven if we just believe in him. One of the names for the baby Jesus is Emmanuel. And what does that mean? Jesus, right? It also means God with us. Remember I talked about that visible and invisible light? Well, up to that point, God had kind of been invisible. But Jesus comes with his light that surpasses all darkness. Take a look. Don't see anything, right? Now, do you see something? God with us. He takes the invisible, and all of a sudden, God is visible to us in the form of a little baby in a manger, a pure king, reminding us that we are God's children through our baptism. Isn't that kind of neat? Does that make all four of those colors come together now? And guess what? All that's left is the birthday candle, the white candle in the middle, and that's for Christmas, when Jesus comes to us as that baby. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you would send your only son to us in the form of a baby, so that we may know you even more, that we may know how much you love us, and that we know that we can be with you in heaven someday if all we do is believe. Amen. Have a good day.
We continue with the prayer of the day. The Lord be with you. Let us pray together the prayer of the day. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. With your great might, give us your help, that whatever is hindered by our sins may be speedily accomplished by your grace. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our first lesson comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, beginning at verse 10. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey when he knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as have not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, the king of Assyria." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll read Psalm 24 responsively. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein.
For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. The second lesson comes from the book of Romans, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, who was descended from David according to the flesh, and was declared to be the Son of God, in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all nations, including you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all those in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The kids were out on a nice October Saturday. They were just right outside of town. A creek was flowing through, and the kids were all out there exploring the creek. They were having fun hopping from rock to rock out there, maybe looking under a few rocks and looking to see if they could find any fish. And they're just kind of moving on down the stream. And as they moved a little bit further down, they found another spot in the creek. And this time it wasn't just a babbling brook, but rather it dumped into a large pool. The banks of the creek rose up, and there was a nice pool right there. And so they were having fun chunking rocks in there that would kind of make that deep splash as it hit the water. And after a while, they got a little bored with that. And so the oldest boy there, Quentin, decided, hey, let's do something fun. Let's jump across. And so Quentin, with his long legs and his grace, backed up a little bit, took a running start, and he leaped over the creek. And he had plenty of room to spare. And then one by one, the other kids jumped over the creek until we came to the last one, the youngest one, a little boy named Frankie. Frankie wasn't so sure, and he looked up and he said, I can't make it across this creek. And the others laughed at him and made fun of him, says, you're just chicken. Even the girls jumped across. Well, that did it for Frankie. So he took his steps back just like Quentin had did, put that determined look on his face, and he took off running, his little short legs pumping across that one side of the creek along the bank, and he leaped, and he fell short. And he went kerplunk into the water. All the other kids held their breath. And then Frankie popped up, and he was about neck deep in the water, and he was crying. He was scared. And I don't know what scared him the most, the fact that he had fallen, that just that sheer feeling of falling and actually falling, or hitting that water as hard as he did, or going under the water, or just the chill in the water, because this was fall, the day was nice, but the water was cool already, or all the kids laughing at him, the embarrassment of it all. And he started crying and said, help, help, I can't get out of here. Well, his older brother was there, and his older brother found a branch and stuck it in front of him and says, here, Frankie, grab it, and I'll pull you to shore. Well, Frankie was too busy crying. He had his eyes shut, wailing loud. He did not hear his brother. So his brother drops the branch and heads to town. And about 10 minutes later, he comes back with his mother in tow. His mother eyes the situation, sees that her son is actually safe, and she has to stifle a little giggle in there then too. But she grabs the branch that the older brother had and says, Franklin David Smith, grab this branch. Listen to me. Grab this branch. Well, the mention of all three of his names got his attention, and he quit crying. He heard his mother's voice. He listened to what she said, and he grabbed the branch, and she was able to pull him safely to the shore. He was able to climb out, and when he did, His mother grabbed him and gave him a big hug, even though she also became wet with all the water and the muck. In our gospel lesson this morning, I'm sure Joseph felt like he was neck deep into trouble as well, or just absolutely upset. He loved Mary, and he was betrothed to Mary, and being betrothed was even more than just being engaged. It was actually a legal contract. They were in a legal contract together to become married, and they did love each other. He thought at least Mary loved me. He knew that he loved Mary, and he thought that Mary loved him. But then she goes off and gets herself pregnant. What is he supposed to do? He knows he's not the biological father here. He thought he could trust her. How could he ever trust her again? How could they ever start a marriage like this? But Joseph was a righteous man. He was a faithful man. He believed in God. He also still loved Mary, even though he was disappointed, he was upset, he was probably angry, he was bewildered. What he decided to do was to get a divorce. And he would do it simply quietly. There could be legal repercussions from this. He had a legal claim against Mary. He could have gone to the religious leaders and told them what had happened. And the punishment then for Mary would have been pretty rough. The easiest punishment would be that she would simply be ostracized, that she would no longer be a part of the community, that she would be shunned. The worst punishment then would be that she could be stoned to death. Joseph loved Mary and he was righteous. He did not want to see that happen to Mary. But as you know in the story, then an angel comes. And the angel speaks Joseph's name, Joseph of Nazareth. Again, that's like saying all three of your names, middle name, first name, middle name, and last name. It grabbed Joseph's attention. He heard his name being called. It grabbed his attention in that dream, and the angel told him, "Do not divorce Mary. Take her as your wife, for this child is special. He will save your people and call him the name Jesus," which means he who saves. Names have power. When we hear our name called, it has power within us. This name, Jesus, has power. It's the power to save. In our baptism, when we are baptized, your name is called out. You are baptized. You are a child of God. Your sins are forgiven. You are given the promise of eternal life through the blood of Jesus Christ. That name Jesus means something. Even though this baby is not born, that baby already has a name given to him by God, the name Jesus. There is a purpose for this child who is not born. It is to save his people. But this baby also has another name. We read in the Old Testament lesson from Isaiah today, and then also too, this is quoted in Matthew's gospel, that, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. This child, which is still yet to be born, this child that Joseph thought was a mistake or a betrayal, this child has the name of God with us. We find ourselves neck deep a lot of times in the water, the cold, the muck, the troubles. Sometimes we're angry. Sometimes we are bewildered. Sometimes we feel like we have been betrayed. We find ourselves struggling, wondering how we're going to get all the things done that need to get done. Sometimes it's financial troubles. Sometimes it's rejection. We find ourselves in trouble. But God calls us by name. We hear that name, that individual name that we have, that God is with us. He's right there. He knows who we are. And then Jesus, the one who saves, Christ is the one who comes and saves us, even when we are neck deep in trouble. Jesus comes to save us. He says, come, take my hand. Let me lead you. Come, follow me. Come and be my child. The name has power. Our names have power. Our ears pay attention to when we hear our name, whether it's somebody calling us or whether we hear it in a conversation from somebody else. Our ears perk up. We know our name. Jesus has that name too, that he is the one who saves us from our sin. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. We sing the hymn of the day, From Heaven Above.
From heaven above to earth I come, he brings to everyone. When tidings of great joy I bring to all the world and gladly sing. To this light is born a child, a
please rise for the confession of faith. In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried.
On the third day he rose again. The Lord was resurrected.
He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead to come. Amen. As we await the coming of Christ in mercy and majesty, let us pray for the church, the world, and for all people according to their needs. O God, ruler of the house of Israel, Rule also in the lives and works of your people in this congregation. Give us your word and show us your glory. Look with favor upon all who seek to be your disciples in this place. Come with your outstretched arm to redeem us, Lord, in your mercy. Emmanuel, the ransom of your people Israel, deliver your persecuted servants from torment this day also. Keep them faithful and steadfast. Help us to honor their witness and provide for their needs. Turn their tormentors from the evil ways. Come and teach them courage, Lord, in your mercy. Bright and morning star, you gladden the hearts of those who sit in darkness. Shine on all who are overwhelmed by despair, confusion, hatred, or unbelief. Come and lead them into the brightness of your holy love, Lord, in your mercy. Root of Jesse, you stand as an ensign before the peoples. Guard and guide all who stand in harm's way in defense of justice and freedom. Come quickly and deliver them, Lord, in your mercy. Blessed are you, O Lord our God. You bring forth bread from the earth to feed your people of every time and place. Help us to see what you have given, not as our own to hoard, but as that which you desire us to share and distribute to the world. Use us to meet the needs of those around us, both near and far. Lord, in your mercy. God of compassion, you call us to care for all in need. We thank you for entrusting to us the resources and skill to serve others around us. Hear our prayers for the unemployed or the underemployed, orphans, widows, and all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. We pray especially for Lynn Magura, Elaine Molina, Rosa Harton, Janet Lemke, Joe Barnes, Marge Wilhelmson, and Alex Campbell. Use us to be ministers of your grace for the benefit of our neighbors, Lord, in your mercy. O day spring, splendor of life and everlasting, keep safe in your mighty arms all those who died trusting in your promises. Come and enlighten us who still sit in the shadow of death and open wide our heavenly home, Lord, in your mercy. All these things and whatever else you see that we need, grant to us, dear Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. O mighty one, you have done great things for us, and holy is your name. Bless all we offer you, ourselves, our time, and our possessions, that through us your grace and favor may be made known to all the world. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Come, for all is ready. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy you would strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Amen. Our closing hymn is "Away in a Manger," and we sing it to the tune that is printed in "With One Voice."
Thank you.
As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you're invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.